Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Parchment Farm has probably inspired some of the best R&B coming out of Mississippi. That quintessentially Southern place, part prison, part cotton field, became the final destination for the Freedom Riders, who had to be shielded by the National Guard from local mobs as they made their route through the South. Alarmed by the violence of the mobs, President Kennedy dispatched his brother, then Attorney General Robert Kennedy, to strike a deal with the state officials from Mississippi to ensure that the Freedom Riders would have safe passage to Jackson. In exchange for their safe passage, the Freedom Riders would be arrested on their arrival in Jackson. Over 350 of the Freedom Riders were placed behind bars and given a 6 months prison sentence for, quote, breach of peace, unquote. Rather than posting bail immediately, however, the Freedom Riders chose to remain in jail for 40 days, the maximum amount of time one could remain in jail before losing the right of appeal. As the local jails filled up, many of the Freedom Riders were transferred to the newly built maximum security facility at Parchment Farm. The conditions worsened. Men and women were segregated from each other by race and sex. The female population was housed in the death row wing of the prison. Many were subjected to humiliating body searches and allowed no time for exercise. The Freedom Riders responded to their harsh treatment by singing freedom songs from their cells. When the guards demanded that they stop, the Freedom Riders refused. As punishment for their insolence, the guards took away their blankets. The riders were forced to sleep on the hard steel floors, and nights were especially cold. 5 months after the first Freedom Riders left on their historic ride, the Interstate Commerce Commission, in conjunction with U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy, issued a tough new federal order banning segregation at all interstate public facilities based on race, color, or creed. The law became effective on November 1st, 1961. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.